wine of divine grace is limitless. All faults come only from the faults of the cup. Moonlight floods the whole sky from horizon to horizon. How much it can fill your room depends on its windows. Grant a great dignity, my friend, to the cup of your life. Love has designed it to hold love's eternal wine. Before gardener or vine or grape existed in this world, our soul was drunk with the eternal wine. We proclaimed, I am the supreme reality in the Baghdad of the spiritual world before Al-Halaj's condemnation and death on the gibbet. Before the universal soul became the world's architect, our life was happy in the wine shop of divine realities. Our soul was like the universe, our soul's cup like the sun. The universe was drowned in the light of the soul's wine. O life of the soul, since you have a house in every atom of this world, why doesn't the dust of the road sing? Why are stones shut down? Why does poison taste terrible? Why do thorns pierce? Why does anger flame into violence? Why are nights black? One day in the garden of your face, I couldn't keep from being amazed at how during your reign a thorn could still be a thorn. Has he, I thought, out of self-jealousy masked his own face? Does he sustain this otherness so others cannot glimpse him at all? Or is it that the world's eye is so cancered over, so darkened, it can see nothing, nothing at all, of the tenderness of that radiant face. How could the soul not take flight when from the glorious presence a soft call flows sweet as honey and whispers, rise up now, come away. How could the fish not jump immediately from dry land into water when the sound of the water from the ocean of fresh waves springs to his ear? How could the hawk not fly away, back, back to the wrist of the king, as soon as he hears the drum, the king's baton hits again and again, drumming out the signal of return? How could the lover not start to dance, turning on himself like the atom in the sun of eternity, so he can leap free of this dying world? Fly away. Fly away, bird, to your native home. You have leaped free of the cage. Your wings are flung back in the wind of God. Leave behind these harsh and stagnant and marshy waters. Hurry, 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 O bird, to the source of life. The lamps are different, but the light is the same. So many garish lamps in the Dying Brain's lamp shop. Forget about them. Concentrate on the essence. Concentrate on the light, in lucid bliss, calmly smoking off its own holy fire. The light streams towards you from all things, all people, all possible permutations of good, evil, thought, passion. The lamps are different, but the light is the same. One matter, one energy, one light mind, endlessly emanating all things. One turning and burning diamond. One, one, one. Ground yourself. Strip yourself down to blind, loving silence. Stay there until you see you are gazing at the light with its own ageless eyes. There is one thing in the world which you must never forget. If you were to forget everything else and remembered this, then you would have nothing at all to worry about. But if you were to remember everything else and then forget this, you would have done nothing with your life. It is as if a king sent you to a country to carry out a particular mission. You go to that country, you do 100 different things, but if you do not perform the mission assigned to you, it is as if you have done nothing. All human beings have come into the world for a particular mission, and that mission is our singular purpose. If we do not enact it, we have done nothing. Now, if you were to say, look, even if I have not performed this mission, I have, after all, performed 100 others, that would mean nothing. You were not created for those other missions. It is as if you were to buy a sword of priceless Indian steel, such as you usually find only in the treasuries of emperors, and were to turn it into a butcher's knife for cutting up rotten meat, saying, look, I'm not letting this sword stay unused. I'm putting it to 1,000 highly useful purposes. Or it is as though you were to take a golden bowl and cook turnips in it, while for just one grain of that gold, you could purchase hundreds of pots. Or it is as though you were to take a dagger of the most finely wrought and tempered steel and use it as a nail to hang a broken pitcher on, saying, I'm making excellent use of my dagger. I'm hanging a broken pitcher on it, after all. It is not standing useless. How absurd and how sad that would be. When you can hang a picture on a nail that costs only a few cents, what sense does it make to use a dagger worth a fortune? The poet says, you are more valuable than both heaven and earth. What else can I say? You don't know your own worth. Do not sell yourself at a ridiculous price. You, who are so holy and so valuable in God's eyes. How long will you move backwards? Come forward. Don't stray towards disbelief. Come to religion. In grief, see gentleness. Come towards gentleness. return at last to the origin of your own origin. Although you may seem to be the child of Earth, you are the child of the pearls of certainty, the faithful guardian of the treasure of divine light. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. When you have tied yourself to detachment from yourself, know you'll be sprung free of your eye and escape that prison with its thousand traps. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. You are of the race of Adam, the Sultan of God, but you've lowered your eyes to this bad world and satisfied yourself with meager scraps. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. Although this world has you still in its thrall, in your heart, you are a hidden treasure. Open now your inner eyes, the eyes of love. Return at last to the origin of your own origin. Poor cupbearer, the wine of the invisible, the name and sign of what has no sign. Pour it abundantly. It is you who enrich the soul. Make the soul drunk and give it wings. Come again, always fresh one, and teach all our cupbearers their sacred art. Be a spring jetting from a heart of stone. Break the pitcher of soul and body. Make joyful all lovers of wine. Ferment a restlessness in the heart of the one who thinks only of bread. Bread's a mason of the body's prison. Wine, a rain for the garden of the soul. I've tied the ends of the earth together. Lift now the lid of the jar of heaven. Close those eyes that see only faults. Open those that contemplate the invisible. So no mosques, no temples, no idols remain. So this or that is drowned in his fire. Heart, you are lost. But there's a path from the lover to the soul, secret but visible. Worlds blaze round you. Don't shrink. The path's secret, but yours. Run forward. The way will spring open to you. Be destroyed, you'll be flooded with life. Humble yourself. You'll grow greater than the world. Yourself will be revealed to you without you. Total reversal. This world becomes ghostly. This sun, a ghost sun to your sun. Pale with terror and awe, I stagger between dimensions.